Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
We just heard another parable, which is parable about God's love. I'm saying about God's love because it's His love which invites us to be with Him, to be with in union with Him, and to be able to taste of everything He prepared for us. It is His love which invited us to this life, and it is His love which invites us to get fullness of life. And we should think about this love. And to be careful, because the parable says that even we know about this love, many times our response is weak, or sometimes we even can refuse this His invitation. And God in this parable, He doesn't say us that it is only because of sin. He says that while things of this world can take us away, those people who were invited, they went to inspect their farms or they went after their business. It's not something what is wrong. It's not something what would say, oh, this is sin. The problem is that they put priority to something else. They chose something different. And we do the same. How many times during day, if we take this huge and total invitation from God to be holy, whole human beings, to have eternal life, to be with union with Him, and He takes us to this goal through this small invitation every day when He calls us to try to adjust to this life. I mean, times we say we know about all those tools, we know about this invitation, but still we go many times after our business. So this parable and thinking of this parable can be not only opportunity to realize again His love, but it can be some kind of test of our love to God. There was one document in TV. Probably you can find it on YouTube too, but well, it's in Slovak, so well, anyway. It was a document about a man who really busy businessman, and he really does a lot of things in his life. But the document was about his hobby. In his free time, he makes models, miniatures of wooden churches. Probably you know that east of Slovakia and south of Poland and part of Ukraine, there's a lot of wooden churches that are really unique churches and which were built without a nail. It's everything's connected somewhat together. It's really, well, I would not like to serve touch there during winter time. You know, it's very cold there, but there are beautiful, some kind of artifacts of our past. And his hobby is that he takes this church and he makes model, smaller one, but with all details, with all his adding piece of small wood to another, and he really creates these wonderful models, and it takes really a lot of time. And it's beautiful. So when the reporter asked him, you know, we know how you are busy. So how can you find time for this really time-consuming hobby? And he said, beautiful words. He said, well, if you like something, you always find time for that. And I remember these his words, because there is a wisdom there. And probably we have our own things we like, and there is no problem to find time for those things. There's a lot of things which brings us pleasure and we enjoy that. And we can arrange our time during day to be able to have time for those things we like. And today, question is, from that coming out from this parable, is it God who we like? Or there is our hobby, our business? Don't take me wrong, I don't want and I don't try to encourage you to remove your hobbies, to remove your things you like to do in this world. I'm just saying that this parable calls us to bring balance to our life, that to put priorities. If I love God, I will find time for Him. If I like God, I will try to be with Him. I will arrange time of my day to spend time with Him, because I like that. And this is what we are supposed to do. If we want to reach and to gain everything what He prepared for us, so this goal we are reaching through these small steps every day. When we try to express our love towards God and we allow to be with Him, this is the purpose of our life. This is our preparation for heaven. It can be time of prayer, time for liturgy. It is this fire inside of us which forces us to be with Him. Even sometimes it's very difficult. Even sometimes we have to conquer when we are tired, when we are really busy, when we feel that we have no energy. Those are times when we have to become heroes and to follow priorities in our life. The problem is that if we don't think about this way, we will profess that I believe in God. We will profess that I love God, but these words will be empty words. These words will be empty, which are not giving this dimension of our spiritual life which is needed. And then it can happen that we can drift away slowly from God. Christ is saying these difficult words in the end, and those who didn't accept His invitation, they lost possibility to be at the dinner. But it's not God who punishes us. It's not God who really sends us away. Actually, it is our decision. We are free. And remember one thing. If you don't love to have these special moments with God in your life every day, there is no heaven for you. Because heaven means to be with Him in union. If I don't like to be with Him, to try to be in union with Him, I will not like heaven, because it means total union with him. If I don't like, if it's difficult for me to pray, if it's difficult for me to come for the liturgy, if I don't have fire in my heart to really go after and accept this all invitation he sends us, I will not like heaven, because it means to be always with him. If I prefer to be more with words, we think of this world than with God, I am not getting ready for heaven, and I will be not happy there. I will be not happy there. God gives us time. God gives us this day. Tomorrow, if it is his will, another day. I try this, our time, to adjust for heaven. Let's try to find power, strength in your heart to learn how to live with him through accepting invitations he gives us every day. Amen.